Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in for our Election Day program and joining us right now to talk about his campaign in the Republican primary for Lieutenant Governor Jerry Patterson. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Chad. Good to be back with you.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a call today to talk about your campaign. This is a heated campaign that is out there. I know that you dug up some stuff on one of your opponents, on Dan Patrick, as far as him hiring illegal immigrants, 30 years ago or so. Let me ask you this, because this is a question that has come up even from some of my listeners. Why does that matter today? Why does something that happened 30 years ago matter today?
Well, you know, it wouldn't matter except for one thing. Patrick's number one issue has been telling all the voters in Texas that his other three opponents support amnesty, which is an absolute bogus claim. So were it not for that fact, were it not for his continued posting on his website, TV ads that the rest of us are weak on immigration, were it not for his using terms like an alien invasion of people bringing leprosy, and that's a quote. And, of course, I wonder if those lepers worked in his kitchen, because he had about eight folks working there. And that in and of itself in the 1980s was not unusual, and frankly, it's not unusual today. But you can't allow a guy to beat on you saying that you are against the Second Amendment. He's calling Jerry Patterson against the Second Amendment, saying that you support amnesty, which I don't. You can't allow somebody to do that and not talk about their hypocrisy. So, yeah. I brought it up, and it's an issue in this campaign because it has to do with hypocrisy.
You bring up hypocrisy, and it sounds like you don't think he's very genuine.
Well, I guess you would say that. And going back to the, how long ago it was, he's also, says that 20 years ago I voted for, the Robin Hood School Finance Plan, and I didn't. But I guess 20 years ago is within the statute of limitations, 30 years ago is not. So, you cannot allow someone to say things about you that are factually inaccurate without responding. And that was one of our responses. And there's many, many, many more things. But, really, I'd rather talk about Jerry Patterson and things that, that are important to Texas, like water, transportation, education, Second Amendment, life, immigration reform, border security. But when you get down to, at the end of the campaign, folks get desperate, and Patrick's been desperate for several months.
Visit with Jerry Patterson. You can visit his website, votepatterson.com. As you know, people obviously heading to the polls today. In your mind, if you're elected lieutenant governor, what are some of the key areas you want to focus on immediately?
Well, immediately, starting in January of 2015, the next session, we're going to start talking about water, education, transportation. How do we fix it? How do we lead on those issues and avoid the cliches, the bumper stickers, and all the slogans? And, out there where y'all are, water is a big, big issue. And the first thing we have to recognize is that the cheapest increase in water availability comes through conservation. And what I mean by that is the folks in Dallas may not be able to continue watering their San Augustine plantations, and urban usage of water to the detriment of rural agricultural uses is not in the best interest of Texas. When I say urban, I'm talking about lawn watering and waste. You look at some cities like El Paso and San Antonio; they've done a pretty good job of reducing their per capita consumption, but other cities have not. And when you look at the Ogallala Aquifer, in fact, it doesn't recharge very well, if at all. And how important that is to the economy up there in the high plains. We need to reprioritize our consumption.
I know that you are a big supporter of the Second Amendment. Gun issues will obviously be part of the next legislative session, or at least let me rephrase that. I hope they will be part of the next legislative session as far as campus carry and open carry go. We've heard General Abbott speak about those issues. He's in favor of both campus carry and open carry. As lieutenant governor, number one, and I believe you've said in the past that you support those, how do you push that forward?
Well, first of all, you got to lead. In order to lead, you have to have the respect of those you seek to lead. as a guy that's experienced in leadership. I'm a retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel, 24-year veteran. I served in Vietnam at the end of the war. I'm the only candidate in the Lieutenant Governor race that's NRA A-plus rated. The first thing, you know, you've got to convince the same folks that were opposing the concealed handgun law when I passed that in 1995, saying it's going to be blood in the streets, wild, wild west, shootouts at every four-way stop, were wrong. Matter of fact, firearms homicides in Texas since we passed that bill are down 42%, and that's a fact measured by per 100,000 population. So the same folks that were you know, going ballistic back in 1990s are going ballistic today. So why should we believe them today? And so that's part of the salesmanship, is saying that, you know, they were wrong then, they're wrong now. It's a constitutionally enumerated, God-given, natural right. It's in our Bill of Rights. And unless there's some compelling public reason against it, then there's no reason we shouldn't. So I was a supporter of campus carry and open carry long before the other gentleman chimed in. And I suspect they're sincere, but it was something I was talking about long before anybody else was.
Visit with Jerry Patterson. You can visit his website, votepatterson.com. As people go to the polls today, they're listening right now. Go ahead and speak to them. Give them, I guess, one final push towards your campaign and why they should vote for you.
I'll make you a promise. And my promise is to all the voters out there is that I'm going to be straight with you. I'm not going to change my story based upon the location or the time. I'm not going to tell you in one venue that I support the repeal of the 17th Amendment to elect direct election of U.S. senators, and then another venue a month or so later tell you I never said that. What you can see with me is what you get. My promise to you is to be straight, to be honest, and listen to what you have to say. And, you know, I'll also say that you're probably not going to agree with Jerry Patterson 100% of the time on every single issue. But what I tell voters who bring that up, I say, look, if you want a candidate you can agree with 100% of the time, then you need to run. That's the only way it's going to happen. So I'd be honored to have the votes of the folks up there that are listening. And for those of you that have already voted with me for me, thank you very much. If you would go to the website, votepatterson.com, I'm probably one of only two candidates in this race, myself and another Aggie, Todd Staples, who have very detailed, particularly on immigration, list of our positions. And I cover water in great detail, transportation in great detail, education in great detail. So see what I have to say. I intend to lead. I've done it before. I'll do it starting in January 2015.
Jerry Patterson, candidate, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, votepatterson.com. Appreciate your time today, and good luck out there.
All right. Thanks, Chad.